morning.
It's time to get up with Cass and Vodge on Hit.
At breakfast.
For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Did you ever do, like, rounding up in school?
I just wanted to give the exact temperatures.
Huh? What do you mean? Well, I'm talking about, like, with cattle and stuff like that. Oh, have you got some sort of guilty conscience about the fact that you were doing the weather strangely?
I'm just trying to say that 0.4 is better than zero.
Well, you just say nearly half a degree if you're going to say, oh, just say
because it's early and I haven't had my coffee, Butch.
We should get a coffee.
Yeah.
We'll get a coffee. Where's Caleb when you need him?
Honestly, he's just having a little sleep in. Let's cut him a break.
Hey, look, good news. Yeah. It turns out the phone system's working again, which means, one, after 8 o'clock we can potentially give away money in the 5 and 10, and two, we get to chat to our mate.
It's unbelievable, actually. I'm so excited.
Why?
Because I've missed Dean. I haven't spoken to him.
I know. So 10 to 7, Dean McCarthy comes on the show, tells us some Hollywood goss, and we've missed out on a lot. We've got to catch up on lots.
Yeah, hopefully he has a lot of stories right now for us.
Yeah, speaking of stories, on our run sheet, we write down some things about what we're going to talk about. You've put a little question mark here, which means I don't know anything. So I don't know what's coming up next.
Yeah, we'll get ready.
Oh.
Cass and Vodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie on Hit.
I don't like not knowing things. And when you're right on our run sheet at the beginning of the day when we're preparing for the show,
I'm already in trouble.
If I sit, no, you're not. It just better be good because it's got a question mark next to it. And it just says for Cass to know and Bodge to find out.
Okay.
Which means it's potentially a stitch up. So I'm on edge.
Oh, it's not one of my greatest stitch ups of all time,
I'm waiting for it. I'm on edge. I'm ready with my return strike in case.
Excuse me, I've just got a little tickle. Okay. Yeah. So basically, I just wanted to sing you something that I've made up.
You're not going to sing, are you?
And you kind of ruined this for me a little bit yesterday. I'm not going to lie to you. And I'm kind of over it because don't ruin things for me that I have really, really prepared for. Okay? Don't be sassy because your name's not Cassie. But this is the song that I want to sing to you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Who do I sound like? It's going to be pretty hard to decide.
Okay.
Budge, 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 budge.
Nick Giannopoulos.
Budge, 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 budge.
I'm sorry. This is not even good.
Okay. Every time a song comes on, you literally have to put your name into it.
Why didn't you just say that at the beginning? Why did you have to sing that?
Because this is what. So everyone knows, and everyone now knows because you put it up on social media yesterday. What you do. Like, imagine if I literally sat here and was like, Cass, 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 Cass. That's a bit more of a tongue tire, but yeah.
Okay, so we could have cut down that minute of speech to basically, Bodge, when a song I like comes on, please don't insert your name as a verb or a noun in the lyrics and ruin that song because then it gets stuck in my head.
Yeah.
And then, Cass, you missed something here. That's why I do it. I do it to ruin these songs.
Okay.
I do it on purpose. And you know what? I will do it again, and I will continue to do it.
But
and before the song, before the hour started, before the news went, we were early.
Yeah.
Like, we were going to hit the news too early.
And we didn't want to hit it that hard for now.
No. So I said, right, well, let's put a song in. I put Spice Girls in because I thought that would irritate you.
You picked the worst Spice Girls song of all time.
That's right. I did it to irritate you. How do you not know this
yet? We need to swap seats.
No.
Yes.
No.
3, 2, drop. Let's go.
You're getting up with Cass and Vodge on Hit.
Mama said that it was quite all right.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
And a very good morning to Dean McCarthy, who we haven't spoken to in a little while because our phone lines have been on the fritz.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
And a very good morning to Dean McCarthy, who we haven't spoken to in a little while because our phone lines have been on the fritz. Dean, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I've missed you.
We're back.
I know. Yeah. You've had withdrawals. You've been teasing us because you're sending emails to us going, look, I'm ready to go. This is what I'm going to talk to you about. And we're like, oh, what? And then we can't talk to you because the damn phone's down. So we've missed you.
That's okay. Good to be back. Good morning.
Yay, good morning.
There was a birthday party, and as birthday parties go, sometimes there's a little bit of a disruption, sometimes a little bit of drama, and none more so than this.
You know, Kylie Jenner turned 21 over the weekend, had her birthday party in LA at a place called Delilah, and one person got carried out on a stretcher.
Stop.
Kemi Hembro, who is an Australian influencer, model. She was carried out on a stretcher. Today she's released a video saying, look, I was jet lagged. I'd had a few drinks, and it all caught up with me, and I collapsed. So she's very embarrassed, but you know what? Her Instagram following went up over 100,000 today because people are like, who's Tammy Hembo? She's this gorgeous Australian mother of two, model, fitness expert. She is wonderful.
I wonder if we should just sort of pass out on the floor and then... Oh, no. Cass. Oh.
Oh, Bodge. Bodge wants to go up 100,000 by Wednesday.
Instagram's the same. Hasn't gone up any. Hey, well, at least she's back on her feet now. Paris Jackson.
Yes, she is.
Also, she's had emergency
surgery. Yeah, Paris Jackson had to have an emergency surgery the other day. She had to have an appendix removed, which we didn't even know about. And then the next day, went on stage performing with her band.
One
day after, on stage, her grandmother was there. Like, she was just a trooper.
Wow, what do you know? That's pretty good.
That's incredible. Like, you know, I know people that my sister had a cyst and she was in so much pain. So to say that you know, she's gone back up on stage, it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, very
good
happy.
On her.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if her Instagram will go up 100,000, but...
I don't think your sister will get you that much.
Come on.
I don't think it will, no.
Oh, hey. Dean, thanks for the goss yet again.
He's gone.
Did he
leave the phone us? Line? Do you know what it might have been?
Don't. If the phone line isn't working.
No. It is. I reckon you said something to upset him.
I reckon you're a liar.
I reckon you did. I think you upset Dean McCarthy. How could you do that, Cass?
Stop pointing the finger. You are.
No, I'm just mucking around. No, I think the phone line dropped out. He is in LA, of course.
But it's working.
Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie on HIT.
I always get sort of weirded out when people say, oh, the traffic's terrible. Well,
do people say that here? I'm new.
Well, sometimes. Well, you are new, yeah.
Yes, is
look,
that a thing?
It is. At the same time, the traffic can get a little bit rubbish at school time, school pickup time.
Right, okay. I find. That makes sense.
But aside from that, I don't think it's not too bad in the grand scheme of things.
Right.
However,
Bodge, yes.
We have found out, and I'm a little bit scared by this, I don't mind saying.
Yeah, no, it's actually kind of uncomfortable, isn't it? It says, like, you know, an end to traffic congestion is near. Like, are you kidding?
Well, it's a prediction that they're going to try and alleviate all of that congestion by basically cars that we're not driving anymore. Mm. Like, they're being controlled
you just sit in there and it drives itself.
Yeah, I don't like that.
But it also is going to have different routes. So where there's traffic, it's going to, you know, make, you know, go a different way. So you'll never... I guess, go the same way twice. Who knows?
So in about 10, 20 years' time, this is what they're trying to get us to imagine. It's a world where congestion's not an issue, and we're not talking about the flu. And it's got the orchestrated network routing is what they're calling it, ONR. Yeah. They're saying that's the answer. So it's a trade-off for a jam-free utopia. Anytime I see the word utopia, I go, oh, God, what is it now? What are we doing now?
Well, it's saying
are we
that
getting chips inside us or
oh,
what?
Oh, no, no.
You know what I mean?
No,
but
no.
It's going towards that sort of thing.
I understand, you know, in the bigger cities, like, you know, in Brisbane, there needs to be more bridges. There needs to be different routes because, honestly.
Is Brisbane a city or is it just a glorified town?
I just don't know what is wrong with you.
I'm just saying, mate. Look.
No. Oh, and Sydney, don't even get me started. The traffic's horrible.
See, people say that too, and it's true. The traffic's terrible, but I've only been in Sydney traffic one time. And it was in the evening. It was dusk. It was twilight.
Right. And, thanks for setting the scene,
and
yes.
And it was absolutely beautiful seeing all those brake lights. It was like a sea of red.
You're a weirdo.
No, it's when you've never been to Sydney before, like I had at one
point.
Did
you seriously enjoy
that?
A couple
of weeks before you got here, I went to Sydney and I was like, I'm sitting there in the traffic and I'm like, wow, this is just nuts. Look at all the brake lights. It was like something out of a movie.
Like, I guess it is a weird vision.
I'm not originally from the mid-north coast. I'm from regional parts of South Australia. Mm. So I'm not even from the city.
Yeah.
People hear Adelaide and they go, oh, Adelaide, no city. It's no. I was a country boy.
Yeah.
I just wasn't from, you know, the mid-north coast. So to see that much traffic, I never saw that when I went to the city in Adelaide.
Well, apparently that is, you know, going to come to an end.
Well, you say that, but I don't think it will. This is one of those utopian ideas I think won't catch on.
Yeah.
When they say things like, you might have to give control of your car to a transportation equivalent of Big Brother. I think that's going to cause a lot of people to go, I don't think that's the case. If you're driving along right now and you're going, do you know what? I'd love to scritch back.
Scritch back, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'd love to sit back And I think the next word I was thinking of was scratch. And just have a scratch while the car drives itself. That's fine, but I don't trust another automated car to not hit me.
I just think I would feel uncomfortable. What's the point of even driving? Do you know what I mean? Like, what's the point of getting your the whole process of a learner's license and everything is so fun. I do tend to agree with you. This is not going
to
happen.
I love to drive. Oh.
Maybe it actually will happen in 50 years. Maybe, I'm saying. And it might just start in, you know, America.
Have you've seen WALL-E, right? The Disney Pixar film?
I can't be certain.
Okay, he's a little robot fella, right?
Oh, and yes.
He lives on the planet and yes. They're trying to, like, the human race has become so lazy that they've all gotten super fat, and then all of a sudden what's happened is WALL-E, right, he's on the planet and he's doing all this stuff. He's found a little bit of grass, and then they've sent a robot down, and then, like, they've made friends and all that sort of stuff. But basically what's happened is the humans do nothing. The planet's destroyed. They're in space waiting for the Earth to fix itself
up.
They've
called us.
And that's right. And they're so fat and lazy that they do nothing. They move on a conveyor belt like in the Jetsons. They just don't do anything. The cars, everything's done for them.
We just need to build new paths, not know where we're going.
That's where
weird.
We're going, yeah.
3, 2, drop.
Let's go. You're getting up with Cass and Bodge on Hit. Mama said that it was quite
all right. Yeah, so Bodge, I actually saw a bit of a photo on social media.
Just a bit of a photo?
Yeah, well, I skimmed past it and I saw it and I was like, let's go back up because it's actually quite good.
Now, did you make a skim joke just there as a pun? Because we...
No, I didn't even realise I've done that.
Skim milk and...
Oh, stop it. No, stop it. That's quite good, actually. Good on me. No, so the photo was actually just of a woman who was breastfeeding. And I know this has come up, you know, all the time lately. I feel like
it's not
a broken record, you know. But this particular photo was actually a woman with a towel or like a little serviette or something.
Well, someone had asked her to cover up.
Yeah, but I'm telling you about the photo, right?
Yeah.
So it was just her with a towel over her head breastfeeding. You're like, okay. Yeah. So I've clicked on it, had a little look, and this woman is breastfeeding and it was in Cabo San Lucas, and someone has told her that she needs to be more discreet and to please cover up while she's feeding her baby. So she has apparently come out and said, usually I'm a bit more discreet, but she was at the back of the restaurant and I guess, you know, everyone's eating. The baby can eat too. And instead of, you know, leaving or, I mean, I don't know what I would do in this situation. I obviously don't have kids. I probably would have got a bit stressed and a bit nervous and kind of stopped or, I don't know. Like, what would you do in the situation? I just don't know. And I feel like she has been kind of hailed a hero because she's just said to her husband or partner, please put this on my head because I just obviously can't look at this person who's asked me to cover up.
Well, she's got a sense of humour. I like it.
Yeah, me too.
I like women that can have a laugh like that and, like, someone's like, cover up. Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, she put something over her head.
Yeah, because, yeah, I guess she's kind of saying, why does my baby need to cover up? I'll just cover up myself. And I probably think she was thinking, I don't want to look at you anymore.
I don't know if it was the baby that was being asked to be covered up. I think it was the boobie.
Well, the baby's head would also get covered up then.
Yeah. But see, I like boobies. Not that I would look at them because that would be creepy. But like, of all things that you would ask to be covered up, why would it be the boobie?
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
No, you're right. Okay, that's a Bodge perspective there. No, but what I'm saying is, stop, Bodge. Don't get sad there. Do you think, like, if, you know, you have a lot of, you said you have a few friends with that have had babies?
Oh, regardless of whether I do or don't, it's a natural thing. I mean,
I'm just saying, what would you think they would do? Because, like, I personally would probably get a bit stressed.
There's only one instance where I would feel slightly uncomfortable, and that's if, say, my sister was next to me and I turned around to get, because we're at table or something, and I turned around to get the salt shaker, I turned back and she got a boob out and she's feeding. I would probably just not look and go, oh, sorry, sis, had no idea.
But that's not awkward. You want to be like, can you please vacate the table?
No, God, no.
Exactly.
I would just avert my eyes and go, all right, baby needs a feed. But that's the only time I'd feel slightly awkward is if my sister was doing it and I saw a part of my sister I wasn't expecting to see.
To be honest, I have heard some stories about breastfeeding and apparently is unruly and very, it can be quite tough for some people actually.
Yeah.
So for this random to go up and tell this lady, cover up, I just think is absolutely ludicrous. And this photo's been actually shared like 181,000 times.
Yeah, bazillions of times.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
End of the day, though, and 13, 12, 16, you're welcome to have your say.
Yeah.
End of the day, baby needs feeding, baby gets fed.
3, 2, drop.
Let's go. You're getting up with Cass and Bodge on Hit. Mama said that it was quite
alright. Right. 6 minutes away from 8. After 8 o'clock, we got the 5 in 10. We got 300. And, I don't know.
Let's
we
say went 40.
We weren't taking calls the last few days because the phone lines were playing up. So let's say 350. Well, let's bump it up another 10 bucks.
Taking it to the candy shop, I guess.
I don't even care. Hey, we were talking just a minute ago about the breastfeeding mum that has won the hearts of millions and the support of hundreds of millions, I like to think, even though I don't know if that's the case.
I don't know if that's the exact figure, but okay.
So just go through what happened.
Yeah, so basically this mother has got asked to vacate her seat and to cover up as she was breastfeeding her baby in a restaurant in Cabo St. Lucas. And basically a gentleman has come up and said, please, can you cover up? She has gone, you know what, stuff that, popped a paper towel or a...
It was like a blanket.
It was like a tea towel almost.
Yeah, over her head.
Over her head. And it's gone a bit viral. And we've got Stacey from Taree on the phone.
Stacey, good morning.
Hi.
Now, you had an interesting take on this. Now, you think that breasts have become overly sexualized.
Well, as I breastfed my 3 boys who are, you know, I've got a teenager now and all of that. And I think realistically, when you're walking through a shopping centre and you're seeing bras and things or other stores that have these overtly sexualised pictures of women in lingerie and things, and that's acceptable, yet we're suggesting that mothers don't breastfeed in public. And breastfeeding is so important for babies and mothers because when it's mum meeting that baby's needs for a start, and secondly, it produces this beautiful oxytocin for mum and bub when mum's breastfeeding, which is the love hormone. So,
exactly.
I mean, we've got all of these things happening, and I'm so blown away that society can't accept women breastfeeding and nourishing a little human, yet we're happy to see these, you know, sex cells. We're seeing all these bodies and these breasts and things when, you know, breastfeeding is nothing sexual at all. The breasts are there to feed the baby. That's why women have breasts. And I think when we get so caught up in condemning women feeding their babies, it's just absurd.
Yeah, exactly. Well, sometimes you don't have a tea towel left, right and centre, do you?
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
Oh, God. Hey, the African nations particularly spring to mind where it's commonplace where they would walk around without a shirt on anyway because they're not seen in that way.
Absolutely.
Do you reckon it's like telly and the internet and stuff like that that's sort of pushed this forward?
Well, it is. You know, like I said, sex sells and, you know... women that having these things up and sort of going, right, this will make you more attractive, this will make you look more attractive to the opposite sex or the sex that you choose, you know, all of these things, you know, it's a lot of pressure on women. But then we've got the opposite where there's so much pressure on women not to breastfeed in public because it might upset some creep or, you know, I saw something the other day where a mother sprayed her breast milk in another person's face because her husband is distracted by the breast. And I just went... that's a creep. That's an absolute pervert.
Well, hang on. God. Was it? Did she have like a weird looking boob, or like was it just because of the?
I think it was just that there was a boob, a bit of side boob in public, and the woman, attacked the other. Said, look, you know, my husband's being distracted by your breast, and the woman just sprayed a breast milk at the other woman. And, you know, at the end of the day, I remember breastfeeding and having to, you know, do you really want to? Screaming baby, which everyone will complain about anyway, or do you want to feed that baby, meet its needs, know that baby will know that it's secure, it's having its needs met. There's so much more than just feeding a baby that comes with breastfeeding.
I think you've hit the nail on the head there. Like, let's not sexualize boobs because they are there. Bodge.
I know that this is a delicate topic. We do have to get to the news, but that being said... I'm quite partial to a little boobie every now and then. I don't mind them. I think they look nice, and I think that that's a positive thing. But
when we are breastfeeding, we need to just be respectful. And sometimes we don't have a tea towel.
I spoke to my mum about this last night because I gave her a call. I said, look, we're going to talk about this tomorrow. Do you know what she called it, Stacey?
What?
She called the sort of sexualization of breasts, she called it an attack on motherhood. What do you reckon about that?
Your mum is spot on, and do you know, I think when you've got a little baby there that needs to be fed and your body can nourish that baby, you know, that's what they're there for. And yes, you know, they come into play in all other parts of relationships and things. But first and foremost, they should not be sexualized when a woman is breastfeeding, particularly when we have all of this imagery that's so available to children and, you know, walking past a lingerie shop in the shopping center with teenage boys.
No, we're with you, Stacey. Seriously, we are. And we really can't thank you enough for the call. So thanks so much, and we hope you have a great day.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Stacey.
Wait, so we got news coming up. We've got to get into that because Lee Jolo's sitting there knocking on the window going, oi, I've got me bulletin to do. But I thought that was quite good.
Me too.
Stacey was on the money there. Hey, look, speaking of on the money, 5 in 10 coming up after 8 o'clock.
$350
up for grabs.
Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. On here.
Kid FM's 5 in 10. Thanks to Harcourt's Real Estate, Greater Port Macquarie. Two great locations, Horton Street, Port Macquarie and High Street, Warhope.
It is so nice to have the phone lines working again because it means we can talk to people. More importantly, means we can
give away some money. Hopefully.
That's right. And we got Brittany on the line from Port Macquarie. Brittany's joining us. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning? You off to work?
Yes, I'm off to work.
I thought that might be the case.
Yes. Hopefully we can make your day a little bit better.
Now, because the phone lines were down for so long, we weren't sure how much money we had to give away. So we're just saying $350. We think we might have jumped it up a little bit.
Accidentally.
Okay.
All right. Before we ask you the question, I'll get you to turn that radio down in the background because there's a bit of a delay there and it might hamper your chances of winning.
That
I don't want that.
Much better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We don't want you to lose.
No.
No.
All right. Well, I hope that, you know, we're connected right now, Brittany, and you can get this question. I mean, get these answers. Excuse me. So, are you ready, Bodge?
I'm ready. Are you ready, Brittany?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All righty. So, there are several different types of nouns, Brittany. Please name 5.
Oh, a common noun, a proper noun, an other noun, particular noun, an indirect noun.
Oh, you got 2. Concrete and proper were correct.
Oh, okay.
Good try, though.
That's all
Thank
good.
You.
What are some of the other ones that you could have done?
Collective noun, count and mass noun.
Oh, collective noun. They do a great show as well on the Hit Network. You can listen to them at night times.
Nice little plug there.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, common noun, proper noun.
Abstract. Yeah, abstract.
I like one that there, one. Though.
Oh, do you know what I like?
What?
I like pronouns. Is that one? Or is that something else,
Cass?
That's
different, I believe.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yes.
Well, you're the educator here. I don't know. Look, Brittany, you have a good morning in any case.
I will. You too. Thank you.
Thanks, Brittany.
Good. 8:14. That was the 5 in 10. Finally back now that we can get the phone lines going again.
And 360 for tomorrow.
That's right. For Harcourt's Real Estate, Greater Port Macquarie, two great locations, fantastic locations, High Street, Moorhope, Horton Street, Port Macquarie.
3, 2. Drop.
Let's go. You're getting up with Cass and Bodge on Hit.
Mama said that it was quite all right.
Cass.
Morning. And we've got a new best friend, better than Caleb, here.
Well, this is true. Caleb, you can bugger off. You can go away now. Yeah, off he goes.
Yeah.
Doors shut.
No, well, we've got...
Mitch normally comes in from AFL Mid North Coast of a Tuesday morning, and he's not here because he's in Thailand.
So jealous.
I'm not, because we got someone even better. We've got a real football player, okay? Not like Mitch, who just goes there and stands around at training. I've seen him do it. And I've heard the stories before that apparently he does nothing there. He just sort of walks around bouncing
the ball.
Well,
we've got someone who can probably tell us.
Well, he's the best and fairest of the Camden Haven Bombers. Cedar, a very good morning to you, mate.
Morning.
How are you? You doing well?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, where's your, do you get a medal? Do you get a trophy? What'd you get?
Oh, yeah, I got the Best and Fairest Award and the Player's Player.
Player's Player, so you got voted by the other people on the team.
Yeah.
Look at you. Yeah, that's a big award too. Do you got 2 of them?
Now, you blokes didn't finish in the finals, unfortunately.
No.
But you played a blinder of a season, from what I understand.
Yeah.
And you're a midfielder.
Yeah.
So you're like the next Devon Smith or something like that.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You're up there. Tommy Mitchell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe.
Now, I want to ask you just quickly, who do you reckon's going to take home the Charlie at the end of the year?
Mitchell probably.
Yeah, Tom Mitchell. You don't think Andrew Gaff, if he'd not been rubbed out?
Oh, stop it. This is their little bet, Cedar.
So Caleb here, our intern, he plays for the Bush Rangers in Bathurst, and he thought Andrew Gaff, because he's a very biased West Coast supporter, would win the Brownlow, but we knew that wasn't going to be the case because Tom Mitchell's had too good a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you've also had a fantastic year.
Yeah.
And where does it go from? So you lied to us just a minute ago. You said you were 11. You're 12 years old.
Oh, yeah.
You forgot what was going on.
That's an easy mistake.
Too many concussions throughout the season or something. But what happens next year? Do you go into the next grade?
I'll probably move up to the Port team.
How cool is that? Really?
Yeah. Wow. And I'll make a South Port and a City Port team. So.
Ooh, and do you reckon you'll stay a midfielder? Or do you like to, play a couple of other positions to see what you like the best?
I reckon I'll stick in the midfield.
Yeah, I reckon it's a good one.
Good boy, too. Yeah, on baller, follow the ball, kick a few goals. How many goals you kicked this season?
Fair few.
Yeah. Well, Caleb, how many goals? Come on, come over, mate. Yeah, let's hear all about your
life. Kicked 20, so.
Oh, here we go.
It's pretty good.
And I reckon Zeta's kicked about 35, so I reckon.
We'll have to get the official stats, but just remember, mate, you're 22 and he's 12, so you got 10 years on him, pal.
Yeah, he's also been playing longer than I have, so he's a bit better than me.
How long have you been playing? Let us know.
Oh, 6 years.
Six years. Jeez, you would have been in, NAB Auskick or something like that as well, yeah?
Yeah,
Auskick. Get around that. Nice one.
Oh, well, keep up the footy.
In the
Swans
Academy as well.
Yeah.
You're in the academy. Unreal.
Yeah, sure. Oh.
What other teams did you make? You were telling me before.
Oh, I made it to state for PWS.
And state as well. Just state. Yeah, just casually. I made state as well.
His hands are on his hip. He's like, yeah, state.
That's not a big deal.
Oh, that's huge.
Jeez, is there something that is a big deal? Go on. What else have we got? Any more to add to the resume?
Oh, yeah, I played for the North Coast Force.
Oh, cool.
Up down the coast.
Caleb is actually... You're putting Caleb to shame over here.
He's shaking his head.
I'm going to have to pipe down a bit now.
So, hang on, let's just go over this very quickly. So you've played representative footy, you've played state footy, you got the best and fairest, you got the player's player. Yeah, your team didn't make finals, but that's okay because you had a standout season. It is all about the team, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're moving on to bigger and better things next year.
And you're 12. Oh.
Jeez, I had a Mad Max when I was... What was the Mighty Max? You know, the little play things? They're similar to the Polly Pockets that girls had?
Oh,
I think
yeah.
this is your age.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
All of us are a bit googly-eyed over here. We don't know what's going on.
This guy's aiming for Brownlow already. So the season's over for you guys, but is there a seniors team? Is there another part of the club that you can watch?
Oh, not really. There's the Swans Academy that keeps on going for another 5 weeks.
Oh,
how cool.
What do you get to do there?
Oh, you just do drills and practice, individuals.
Get around it.
Some of your team go there too, or do you have any friends there at the moment?
Oh, yeah, one friend from school and a couple of people from Port teams.
So. Oh, that's good.
Get around
good
it.
Good community
nice one,
vibe.
Cedar. You're a champ in the making. Well, remember this, Mid-North Coast.
Just remember us, please,
First ever. Well, we had Ben Ronk and Ollie Florent from the Swans in, who were just rookies at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And now they're doing very well, the pair of them. So we've got another one to add to the list there. So Cedar from the Mid-North Coast going to tear it up in the AFL come, you turn about 16, 17, they start putting you on the rookie list, Caleb?
Yeah. I think it's about that, yeah. I wouldn't know. I never made it.
No,
yeah,
it's
Caleb's
all good,
22.
Mate.
Let's just relax. Well, I think that we'll have to start getting you in instead of Mitch.
Yeah, I reckon that's the case. Cedar, thanks for coming in, mate.
Thanks,
Cedar.
And best of luck for next year.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
3, 2, drop. Okay.
Let's go. You're getting up with Cass and Fudge on Hit. Mama said that it was quite all right.